This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tip goes to Litchfield, as it will be Lise Walsh bringing the ball down and taking it over to Carly Gwynn. Gwynn at the free throw line extended, looking for Rince, cutting around the lane. Rince goes back up top. They'll swing to the opposite side to Walsh. Elise going to drive the right side. She'll stop, toss across the lane, shots up, and good. That one bounced around, finally went down for Laura Boston, as she got the shot to drop, and Litchfield comes up with the early two-point lead. Back the other way, Copeland with the ball. She's going to swing the ball in the corner. Whoa, way too high over the head of May Vandalo. She needed to be about 6'3 in order to catch that one. Turnover number one on South County. We'll give the ball back to Litchfield, and it'll be a full-court man-to-man press for the Vipers. Into a double team they go, and now getting out of it is Lily Bryce. Bryce will get the ball over on the other side to Elise Walsh. Walsh will bring it down, swing it over on the wing to Gwynn. Gwynn with the ball, almost had it lost. It's recovered. Now another loose ball, and they're going to say no, pushing foul, trying to get to the ball, and a foul will go against Maddie Much for South County. So Lily Bryce will inbound. She'll get it in to Elise Walsh. Walsh now over to Rince. Rince looking for a cutter. Nobody's open, so she'll take a couple of dribbles down the right side. Then she'll kick it back up top. Now it's a drive by Gwynn to the lane. Up with a shot for Boston. It's good. Nice diagonal pass there by Rince. Boston is the recipient of a good pass. Puts it off the glass for two. She has four. 4-0 Litchfield lead. Inside, they'll try to go with the ball to Bixby. Bixby will go off the glass. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. It'll come down to South County. South County tries to get the ball inside, and once again, it is thwarted and taken away by Litchfield. So two turnovers on South County. Maybe a little bit of nerves here for the home team. They're the favored team on their home floor. Back the other way, the Purple Panthers go inside, trying to get Boston the ball on the left side. This time it rolls off the rim. South County comes up with the rebound. Olivia Crane with the ball takes it over on the wing. She'll dish it there to Bandolo. Bandolo looking inside for Bixby. Bixby goes back up top. Three-point shot up. No good. Long rebound comes down to Gwynn. Gwynn's going to go the length of the floor. Puts the layup up. No good. Rebounds up. No good. Third rebound. No good. Three different opportunities for the Purple Panthers. They couldn't get the shot to drop from point-blank range. And now South County comes back. A little over a minute into this one, or excuse me, 2 minutes into this one, going to be a blocking foul called on the Purple Panthers. This one will go against Carly Gwynn. It'll be a non-shooting foul, and so Much will inbound, looking to get the ball in. She does to Copeland. Copeland in the corner brings it back out top to Crane. Crane's going to drive right into the middle of the lane. Shot's partially blocked, comes up short, and Rince comes away with the rebound. Rince tries to dribble her way out and has the ball poked out of bounds. It'll still be Purple Panther ball. South County will reapply that hard-nosed man-to-man pressure. Long cross-court pass comes in to Rince. She'll bring it down the right side of the floor. Picks up her dribble and dishes it off to Gwynn. Gwynn from the head of the key for a three. Nope. Didn't catch iron. It's an air ball. It'll go out of bounds over to South County. Gwynn had a good look, just didn't have proper range on that. So South County trailing 4-0 with 5:20 to go here in the first quarter will bring the ball down. Crane going to give the ball over in the corner to Bandolo. Bandolo going to swing it back outside. Shots up and good as Maddie Much gets bottom of the net. All of a sudden it's a 5-3 game as we hit the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. 4-3 game, excuse me. 4-3, Litchfield with a 1-point lead and the ball. Oh, shot is blocked. Going to be a foul called on Copeland. She thought she got all ball. Fans on this side of the floor, they all thought she got all ball. Over on the other side, not so much so. To the free throw line will go Haley Rince. Rince, 5'9 junior, will shoot two. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. She'll buy the first. Nice sweet touch there. Nice and simple stroke for Rince. She'll take a few dribbles, spin the ball in her hands. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Nope, can't buy it. Caught back iron. Came up the rebound off to Boston. Boston shot's blocked. And coming away with it is Olivia Crane. Crane comes back down. 5-3 is the score. Litchfield with the lead. South County with the ball. Over on the wing to Bandolo. trying to get the ball inside. Once again, a forced pass is another turnover. Back the other way. Oh, nice diagonal pass. Shots up and good. Walsh with a nice bucket there. She got a nice pass from Rentz, who got the good assist, and all of a sudden it's 7-3. Into the corner it'll go for Copeland. She thought about a three, and then she'll spin, go to the glass, and she'll go to the free throw line, and she was hacked in the act. They're going to call that foul on Carly Gwynn, and on Carly, that's going to be personal foul number two. And it will send Eden Copeland to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one's up and rolls out. Would not go. She'll get another one. As Emma Walsh will come into the lineup replacing Carly Gwynn. And Copeland's second free throw is up and good. So Copeland's on the board with her first point. Makes it 7-4. Litchfield with a three-point lead and the ball. On the dribble, Walsh going down there. And there she's going to be called for a double dribble. She felt like somebody else may have been involved in that. But the turnover will be the first one against Litchfield as we're approaching the halfway mark of quarter number one. 7-4, Litchfield with the lead, South County with the ball. Mutz with the ball down in the corner. It'll go to Bandolo. Her three-point shot is no good. From the other side, the rebound took back up and good by Eden Copeland. Gives her 3 points on the game, makes it a 7-6 game. Litchfield inbounds again. Relentless pressure there by the South County Vipers. Now shots up, too long, too strong by Walsh, and it is Bixby who comes up with the rebound for SCHS. South County. Into the corner it goes to Bandolo. Bandolo swings it back up top to Crane. Crane on a spin dribble into the lane. Nice dump pass underneath. Shots up. No good. Over the top of the rim. May Bandolo could not get the shot to fall. So Litchfield comes away with the ball at the 3:20 mark and a one-point lead. To Boston, she gets the ball in the high post, looking to swing it around to the other side. Three-point attempt is up and good. Elise Walsh gets bottom of the net. Give her five. Give Litchfield a four-point lead. We hit the three-minute mark of the first quarter. 10-6 Litchfield. Mutch for three. Rattled around, won't go down. Coming up with a rebound is Lily Brosh. Litchfield coming back with the ball, going to the north end on the dribble. It's Elise Walsh to Boston. Boston dishes it off to Brosh. Brosh back up top, looking for a three. Instead, she'll go to the head of the key, give the ball up to Terrence. Haley goes up top, now to Boston. Boston swings it back up top, and they'll go over on the left wing to Brosh. Brosh to Boston, swing it to Rentz for three. Bottom of the net. Somebody forgot to tell the Litchfield Purple Panthers they're an number 11 seed playing a number 3 seed. They're playing them off the floor right now. 13-6 is the Purple Panther lead here in the early going. Inside it goes to Bixby. Bixby with a nice pass under the baseline. Dishes it off to Bandolo, whose shot is up and good. Give Bixby an outstanding assist. Makes it 13-8. Now the ball is tipped, but they're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers. And once again, that pressure defense for South County pays off. Gina Painter coming into the ball game, replacing Lily Brosh for the South County Vipers. Crane's going to have a seat. And replacing her in the lineup will be Caroline Peters. Peters, a 5'5 junior. She has the ball out between the circles. Going to set the offense up. She'll dribble over to the left, then dish the ball off to Bandolo. Skip pass over on the other side to Copeland. Oh, Copeland, whoa, going to be a foul call there as Mutch was going to the basket. Thought she may have got an extra step in there, but instead the foul's going to be called against. That one's going to go against Boston. It'll be her first. And to the free throw line, Maddie Mutch missed her first free throw. She'll get a second. Copeland gets a break now as Crane returns to the Viper lineup. Mutch gets ready. The lefty eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 4 points on the game for Maddie Mutch. Makes it a 13-9 game. Pressure defense, pass deflected, last touched by the Vipers. It'll be Purple Panther ball. We're inside 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 13-9, Litchfield with the lead and the ball to Painter. And as Painter tries to drive, she's going to be fouled there by Maddie Mutch on the reach-in. Maddie picks up her second. Her second, team's third. Brooke Herms going to come into the lineup, replacing Much. Herms, a 5'5 junior, as Litchfield will inbound over on the far sideline. Finally able to get it in to Rents. Rents gives it off to Painter. Painter off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by LHS. Painter just kind of looks to the sky as, I should have had that, she says. In any event, the ball goes back over to South County. 100 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-9. Litchfield with the lead, South County with the ball. Swing it up top to Crane. Crane's going to roll. She likes to go into the lane and dish it off. Nice pass there. Shots up and no good, but Boston is going to be called for the foul. Boston was a little bit late getting there. She'll pick up personal foul number two. That'll send Mae Bandelow to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Bandelow with 2 points on the game. Eyes the first, tries the first, buys the first. Caught front iron and kind of climbed over Jitley. Give her three. She's looking for four. Got a substitute wants to come into the game, but it's for the shooter. So May will shoot her second. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it again. And she'll go have a seat as she'll be replaced by Emma Points in the South County lineup. We have a timeout on the floor. 1:27 to go, first quarter. 13-11, Litchfield with the lead when we come back on WSMI. As we return to live action, Litchfield will inbound once again. They'll get the ball in to Gwen. Gwen crosses over, gets across midcourt. Now between the circles, she'll dribble over to the right side. Picked up her dribble, thought she might have shuffled her feet, but didn't get called for it. Oh, reach-in foul there, not called either. Letting them play a little bit here this afternoon, they are. Trying to get the ball into Boston. It is over her head and out of bounds for turnover number three. Coach Corso giving words of encouragement to his troops. Don't get down. We've got three turnovers. They've got three turnovers. We've got 13 points. They've got 11. Minute to go here in the first quarter. Over on the wing, it'll go to Crane. Olivia's going to drive down the right side to the baseline. She'll pull out, swing it back up top. She'll give it off to Points. Points almost lost the ball. Gets it over to Peters. Peters goes in to Bixby. Bixby wanted to go into the lane. Lost control of the ball. Coming away with it is Points. And South County maintains with 40 seconds to go. Over on the left wing, it'll go as Brooke Herms has the ball. She'll go back up top, giving it off to Peters. Her shot's no good, but there's Bixby for the putback. Kenna Bixby with her first 2 points of the game, and I guarantee you that will not be her last 2 points of the game. Going to be a pushing foul called on South County, as this one will go against Caroline Peters. Caroline will pick up her first. That is the fourth team foul against South County. So with 20 seconds to go, Litchfield will inbound. Pass goes inside as Walsh had the ball, lost it, got it back, swings it over to the opposite side to Elise Walsh. So Walsh to Walsh. Oh, three-pointer off the glass, went in, and they're going to call her for a travel first. Oh, Emma Walsh had a good look at the basket, shuffled her feet just a little bit, didn't get away with it. Would have been a nice three. Instead, it's turnover number four. Back the other way, going to be a foul called against the Purple Panthers, as Haley Rince was trying to crowd the ball handler and picks up her first foul. Five team fouls, so no free throws here with 2.2 seconds to go. The Vipers will inbound. They're trying to get the ball in. Shots up, no good. Rebound, no good. First quarter comes to an end. Litchfield, 13. Waverly, South County, 13. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Litchfield led throughout most of the first quarter. South County battled back and tied things up at the end of the quarter. We're ready for second quarter action as South County will inbound the ball. It comes in to Crane. Crane dishes it off to Copeland. Copeland back to Crane in the corner. Now they'll go up top to Points. Her shot rolls off the rim, will not go. South County, however, comes up with the rebound. Long three, a little bit too long, a little bit too strong. Putback is up, and it's good. Emma Points gets her first 2 points, making it 15-13, South County with the lead. Now down to the other end, it's going to be a reach-in foul called on Kenna Bixby, as she was a little bit late getting there to stop the shot. To the free throw line will go Elise Walsh. Walsh with 5 points. looking for number six. Nope. That one caught back iron and rolled off. She'll get another one. 15-13 is the South County lead. Coach Larry Griffith giving words of encouragement over there on the sideline. Second free throw, also no good. Bixby comes up with a rebound. Kenna Bixby, a 5'9 senior, very strong player inside, likes to power up from the lane. Oh, that time she wasn't looking for the pass. It went right off of her chin, right back to Copeland, so no harm, no foul. Don't tell Bixby that. Miss shot is going to be rebounded by the Purple Panthers, facing a double team, and Coach Rob Corso says, I think I better take a quick timeout. He'll take a quick timeout at the 7:10 mark of the second quarter. South County with a 15-13 lead when we come back on WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, perched up high here at the Waverly Grade School Gymnasium. As the Purple Panthers inbounds, the pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds, last touched by Eden Copeland. So it'll still be Purple Panther ball. Getting the ball in to Bryce. Lily's going to dish it over on the wing to Elise Walsh. Walsh is going to bring it up on a dribble. She'll get across midcourt, and she'll give the ball back up top to Gwen. Gwen looking inside, trying to find Boston. Going to be a push foul from behind against the Vipers, and that's going to go against Kenna Bixby. Kenna's going to pick up her second, and the Purple Panthers will inbound. Haley Rentz doing the honors underneath her own basket. Getting the ball inbounds and up and off the glass and good. Nice shot there by Lily Bryce. She simply caught that and in one sweet motion took the shot up quickly before the defense could get to her. Lily Bryce has 2 points and it's 15-15. We're all knotted up here with 6:30 to go till halftime. Inside they'll go to the 2 points. Points has the pass deflected, goes out of bounds off the Purple Panthers. Maddie Mutch is going to replace Emma Points in the lineup. Mutch, the 5'8 senior, has 4 points in the game. As she returns to the lineup, she'll trigger the inbounds, pass under her own basket. Shots up and no good is a nice quick pass in there. Crane, however, could not get the shot to go. Purple Panthers come up with a rebound, but as they try to go out off away from the trouble, they travel for turnover number five. In her haste to get away from the double team, she shuffled those feet. Back the other way, it goes to Copeland. Copeland up top to Crane. Crane over on the wing to Mutch. Mutch back up top for a three. Nope, rattle around, won't go down. South County, normally a decent three-point shooting team, has not found the range. Now a steal and coast to coast. Oh, off the rim, would not go. Elise Walsh did everything right except make the shot. And so the Vipers will bring the ball back at the six-minute mark. They'll try to go inside. Deflected pass, almost stolen away. Bixby comes up with it. She'll swing it over on the far side to Bandolo. Shot's good for two, just inside the three-point line. Give Bandolo 2 points in the quarter, 6 points in the game. Give South County a 17-15 lead at the 5:45 mark of quarter number two. Over on the left wing is Gwen. Gwen's going to skip it across to Rentz. Rentz will go back up top to Bryce. Bryce gives the ball over on the wing. Now it goes to Gwen at the head of the key. Back over for Bryce. Thought about a three instead. She'll reverse the ball back to the other side. Gwen thought about a three. She's guarded closely there, so she'll pass it up. They'll pass around the perimeter. Now trying to pass it back. Going to be a steal by Crane, and Crane's going to go to the basket, and she'll go to the free throw line. As Bryce tried to stop the shot, she crashed into the wall at the end of the gym, and in so doing, picks up personal foul number one. Olivia Crane, the 5'7 senior, going to shoot two, looking for her first points of the game. She'll try the first. It comes up short. 17-15 is the South County lead. 5:19 to go till half. Second free throw by Crane. It's up, and it's good. So she gets one out of two. That's 5 for 7 for the Vipers from the free throw line. And now some aggressive defense there, and going to be a blocking foul called. I think they may have missed one but got the second one. Bandolo is going to get called for the foul. It'll be her first. Should be seventh team foul, so we should be walking to the end of the floor for a 1-1 for the Purple Panthers. Vipers playing very, very aggressive defense, and of course the theory behind that is you're not going to get caught on every foul, and sometimes when you don't get caught, you'll get steeled. Walsh to the free throw line. She's going to shoot the one, and she's 0 for 2 in the charity stripe today. Eyes it, tries it, buys it. 6 points on the game for Elise Walsh. She'll get another one. 2, 3, 4, 5 dribbles. Bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, up, comes up a little bit strong. Bixby with an outstanding job, grabbed the rebound as she was falling to the floor. She deeced it off to a teammate before she got called for the travel. And so as we hit the 5-minute mark, shot up in the corner is no good as the, whoa, Vipers have the shots not falling. And we talk about falling hard, that was Lily Bryce as she came down with the ball. Was able to get it off. She's kind of shaken up as she's going down the floor, a little bit dazed perhaps. But in any event, a foul going to be called against Crane, as that'll be 2, 4, 6, 8 team fouls against South County. And it will send Carly Gwynn to the free throw line to shoot the bonus. 6 fouls against Litchfield. Oh. That shot up and no good. Getting her own rebound, and the shot won't go. There's Bixby coming up with the rebound, and Gwen's going to get called for the reach-in, and Carly's going to pick up personal foul number 3. Just like that, she's going to miss a free throw, miss a rebound, draw her third foul, have a seat as Haley Rentz will replace her in the lineup. They'll walk the length of the floor where Kenna Bixby will shoot the 1-1, as that was the 7th team foul on LHS. Bixby eyes it. She tries it. She can't buy it. It has not been what we would call an outstanding shooting day thus far for the Vipers. Now the Purple Panthers almost lose it, and there's going to be a jump ball called, and the arrow will favor Litchfield, so they'll maintain possession. Caroline Peters is going to come in to the lineup, replacing Edlin Copeland for the Vipers, as Lily Bryce will inbound, gets the ball into Boston. Boston's going to swing it ahead. She'll get it off to Walsh. Emma, that is. Emma's going to swing the ball over to Rentz. Rentz at the free throw line extended on the left side. They'll try to enter the pass to the high post. It's going to be deflected and stolen by South County. Turnover number 6 on LHS. They trail by 2. We're about to hit the halfway mark of quarter number 2. 18-16, South County with the lead and the ball. Baseline jumper off the iron. No good. They come up with the rebound, does Crane. And so the Vipers will maintain possession. Give the ball back up top to Mitch. Now Mitch is going to dish it off to Peters. Peters back to Crane. Crane likes to drive the side of that lane. She'll pull up. No shot there, so she'll dish the ball back to Peters. Her shot's a little long, a little strong. Putback's up, and it won't go. There's Bixby for the rebound. She'll put it up and get it to rattle in. Kenna Bixby with her second basket of the game. That ball barely got any higher than the rim. She's able to pick up her 4th point of the game. Makes it 2016 South County with a 4-point lead. 3-3-3 on the second quarter clock as Litchfield will inbound following the basket. Comes in to Walsh. Walsh in a double team at midcourt. She does lose the ball, almost loses the ball. Now it's going to be a jump ball, and the arrow is going to favor South County, so that will go down as turnover number 7. And once again, that smothering defense of the Vipers is causing the Purple Panthers some problems. A smothering double team on the ball every time they pick up the dribble. Down on the corner, it goes to Peters. She'll bring the ball out on the dribble. Caroline, a 5'5 junior, gets it into Bixby. Bixby drives down the right side of the lane, kicks the ball back up top to Crane. Crane dishes it off for Peters. Peters between the circles, going to look for Much. Much going to, oh, nice backdoor to cut to Crane. Up and good. Olivia Crane with a backdoor cut. She was wide open, and Much did a good job of getting her the ball. Now another steal gives the ball right back to South County. 22-16, they've opened up a 6-point lead. Now trying to pass, it's going to be, nope, out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by South County. Turnover number 5. They can score points in a flurry, and they utilize that defense to get the transition offense going and come up with quick points. All of a sudden, it's 22-16, and going to be a reach-in foul on number 44, Caroline Peters. I'm telling you, these Vipers just keep coming at you. They are relentless with their defense. To the free throw line will go Haley Rentz. This will be the last of the one-and-ones as it's team foul number 9 on the Vipers. 2:52 to go till halftime. 22-16 is the Viper lead. Brent's going to eye the first, try the first. Nope, that one's off the iron. There comes Bixby with yet another rebound. Like the way this girl plays. Kenna Bixby, a 5'9 senior. Not the tallest gal, but she plays big in the middle for the Vipers. Now Crane with a baseline jumper, and it's good. Little runner down the right side. She picks up her fifth point all here in a quarter. Now a steal back the other way. Shots up. No good. Again, Mutch is up. Still no good. Now Mutch tried to reach over, and she's going to get called for the foul. That was a fresh frustration foul, as she just couldn't believe that she couldn't get two shots to go from right underneath the basket. For Mutch, that will be her third, as that'll be went down as turnover number 9 on Litchfield. Gave the ball back to South County, but three shots from point-blank range would not go. Now we'll go to the north end, where Emma Walsh will shoot two. First one's up. Good. Caught back iron, went straight up in the air, dropped down true. Looks like a swish in the scorebook. Emma Waltz, the 5'10 senior, eyes it again, tries it again. This one rattles around, won't go out. But coming up with the rebound is Bryce. They'll go back up top to Waltz as Litchfield will maintain, trailing 24-17. Up top, it's Waltz with the ball over on the wing. She'll give it off to Emma Waltz. Back up top, now over on the wing, a reach in. Nope, no foul called there. Litchfield moving the ball around the perimeter. Now into Boston at the low post. Boston looking, gets the ball back up top to Emma Walsh. Back down to Brosh. Her shot no good. Fighting for the rebound. Purple Panthers come away with it. They'll maintain possession. Brosh down the lane. Going to be a charge foul called against Lily Brosh. As that time the Bixby got herself set, took the charge, and that'll be turnover number 10 on Litchfield. Personal foul number 2 on Bryce. With 100 seconds to go here in the first quarter, South County with a 24-17 lead. They'll take the ball down in the corner, getting it off to Copeland. Copeland going inside to Bixby. Bixby tries to kick it back up top. It's going to be an over back call, as that'll go down as turnover number 6 on SCHS. And Haley Rince will trigger it in right in front of the stage at midcourt. She'll look for Lily Bryce. Instead, she'll give it off to Elise Walsh. Walsh swings it over to Emma Walsh. So it went Walsh to Walsh on the pass. Back up top it goes, and they'll swing it around the other side. Elise with the ball. Now they'll go to the inside looking for Emma. Back up top it goes to Rince. Down to 1:15 we go. Oh, bounce pass was right at her feet. She couldn't come up with it. Turnover number 11. In her haste to throw the bounce pass, she didn't direct it properly. And so as a result, 11 turnovers on LHS. And with a 7-point lead and 70 seconds to go in the first half, the Vipers of South County will come down. And Crane thought about a shot, then thought about a drive, thought about moving her feet before she thought about putting the ball to the floor. Turnover number 7. 7 turnovers on South County. 11 turnovers on Litchfield. Both of those numbers unofficial. And Bixby comes up with a steal as she anticipated that one. Now the pass is deflected going inside, but it'll still be South County ball. Bandolo comes back into the game for South County, replacing Emma Points. Larry Griffith using his bench quite well. Copeland on a baseline drive. She'll take it off the glass, and it won't go. Boston's going to get called for personal foul number 3. She was trying to stand there without moving, but evidently she fudged a little bit. So Laura will pick up personal foul number 3. Two shots going to be coming for Eden Copeland. First one's up, and it's no good. Gina Painter will replace Boston in the lineup. Crane will have a seat for the Vipers as Emma Points returns to the lineup. Copeland gets ready for free throw number 2, sitting on 3 points, looking for number 4. Nope, didn't find it. Front iron didn't go. Fighting for the rebound. Purple Panthers come away with it, and they're called for traveling. And tell you what, the reason she traveled was because she was pushed from behind, but at their angle, the officials evidently didn't see it that way. And so turnover number 13 will give the ball back to South County. They lead 24-17 with 51 seconds to go till halftime. Pass comes in to Peters. Caroline will take it up between the circles and set a 1-4 offense up. One four low, two on the blocks. Now they'll flash one across. Back the other way, it's Copeland for three. It will not go. Coming down with the rebound is LHS. Giving the ball off to Walsh. Walsh tries to pass it across. Saving it there was Bryce. Bryce gets the ball to Painter, but as Painter reaches down to get the ball, she steps out of bounds for turnover number 14. 29 seconds showing on the second quarter clock as Vandalo will inbound the pass to Peters. Peters between the circles, going to drive down the left side of the lane now. She'll dish the ball off and give it to Vandalo. Vandalo on a little dribble drive, now trying for the steal, didn't get it. So they'll go back the other way. On the floor, nobody knows it's there, but Bixby knows where it is. Kenna picks it up, puts it in. 4 1/4, 6 in the game for Bixby, makes it 26-17. Walsh on the dribble, comes across midcourt, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, shots up, blocked, no good. That will be the end of the first half, and after two quarters of play here at Waverly Grade School, it is the South County Vipers 26, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 17. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Scott Hendricks. And Litchfield will inbound. There's Bixby once again coming up, getting a hand on it. Tips it out of bounds. It'll still be Purple Panther ball.
Pretty nice when you use a center post to put on the point of the press at times to tip the balls away.
She can play at any position as far as I'm concerned. Inside, they'll try to go, and now a foul going to be called against the Vipers as they're once again going to be aggressive, but too aggressive. And Bixby will pick up personal foul number 3. So with 5:44 to go here in the third quarter, 32-17, South County's opened up a 15-point lead. Inbounds pass comes in, goes up top to Walsh, now over on the wing to Elise Walsh. Elise between the circles, going to set things up. She wants to go to the two-guard front, so she calls for Rince to come out there with her. Rince now swings over to the other side. The bounce pass is an errant one. That's one of those passes I just thoroughly detest. A skip pass is a bounce pass. No way. There's no way.
No, you got to work on those at practice. Make sure that you know how to throw them and how hard to throw them.
Well, I used to say whenever they did that, I would say, don't do that. Anyway, it is South County ball at the 5:20 mark. They'll go down into the corner to Crane. Crane tries to go inside. It's going to be deflected. Oh, tell you what, Gal's hitting the floor awfully hard. And a foul going to be called against. I believe that one going to go against Emma Points. Emma will pick up her first. And now Emma Walsh will have a seat as she'll be replaced in the lineup by Gina Painter. Litchfield having trouble getting the ball in. There's that long pass. And it's just like she was playing safety there, waiting and baiting her to throw that pass. South County comes up with another steal. Turnover number 17. Now Litchfield takes it right back. Back the other way. Shots up. Rolls around. Will not go. Must be something wrong with this rim down at this end. I noticed South County wasn't hitting their shots quite that well in the first half as I'd seen them hit before. And now Litchfield having problems there as they're still scoreless. 3 minutes into quarter number 3. Copeland brings the ball down, goes into the post, points, looks to the wing. Now back up top, they'll look inside. I like the way she dribble drives and does that spin move. Now push off foul going to be called on Painter as Gina will pick up her first. That will be the second team foul against Litchfield. And so the inbounds pass comes into Crane. Thought about a shot instead. Whoa! Lost her footing but maintained her dribble. And now they'll go inside. Power move there by Points. She loses control. Litchfield comes away with it. Points takes it right back. The impossible shot right underneath the rim. Would not go. Foul going to be called on the ensuing rebound. Take your pick. They're going to call that one on Points. And I think that was a foul of frustration as she simply was ticked off she couldn't get that ball up there.
Yeah, she got buried underneath the basket. You know, and then got frustrated when it didn't go in.
That's why I used to say, kick it out and let somebody kick it back into you where you got a good look. Now a nice diagonal pass. Shots up by Rince. No good. I'm telling you, there's something wrong with the south rim. Nobody seems to be hitting on these south rims. Though in the first half, I had watched some of the games from South County, very fine three-point shooting team, but they weren't showing it there in the first half. I had them down for only one three-pointer on the game.
Yeah, they usually shoot the outside shot really, really well. They got three or four girls that can shoot it extremely well. You know, just a little different today.
Peters gets the ball inside to Bixby off the glass. Oh, what nice touch. Hannah Bixby, you just got to love the way that she can put that ball up off the glass and get it to die on the rim. Gives her 5 1/4, 11 for the game. I said earlier when she hadn't scored much, they won't hold her down all game. Now with 3:40 to go, another turnover on LHS. That's their 18th. With the ball now is Copeland. She'll swing over in the corner to Bandolo. Bandolo off the side of the backboard. Litchfield comes up with a rebound. They'll bring it down. Whoa, going to be another foul there. Anticipated a little bit too strong there, did Crane. She wanted to reach in, but got hacked in the act. And so she'll get called for the second, her second foul. And Emma Walsh will return to the lineup for Litchfield. At the 3:29 mark, South County has doubled up Litchfield 34-17. Over on the wing, it'll go to Gwynn. Now that skip pass across to Walsh for three. Nope, that may have hit the guide arm up there on the rim, or on the basket support, but nonetheless, they'll play on. South County comes down with the rebound, gives it off to Crane. Crane goes down the right side, picks up her dribble, goes back up top. Gets the ball off to Copeland. Copeland's going to swing over into the lane. I like the way she made the move to the basket. There were two defenders there. She went right between them.
Yeah, she does a good job splitting the gap. She handles the ball really well for her size.
And so that foul is going to go against Bryce. It'll be her third. Copeland to shoot two. Eyes the first. Tries the first. Can't buy the first. It's another area that I'm sure Coach Griffin would like to see them improve on, as Copeland is now 1 for 5 from the free throw line.
It's unusual for this group.
And the second is good. So she's now 2 for 6. 7 for 13, 7 for 14 from the free throw line for the Vipers.
Yeah, we've got two players that have had streaks of 16 and 22 free throws made in a row over a period of games. So,
how?
Us shooting that poorly is just unexpected.
There we go. Emma, who had her pocket picked earlier, Emma Walsh that is, decides this time, let's pick that dribble up and get it back up top. They'll try to set the offense over on the wing. Shot for three. Nope, a little long, a little strong. There's Bixby coming up with a rebound once again. She protects that ball. Once she comes down with a rebound, you're not taking it away from her. Copeland brings it down on the dribble over to Crane on the ring. Crane stutter step before she got the dribble down. Turnover number 9 unofficially on South County. Rince will replace Walsh in the lineup as Litchfield will inbound with 2:33 to go. Ball is going to be stolen and then stolen back. And now a loose ball. There is Bixby. Her shot's up. No good. So we had a turnover each way. Bixby ended up with the ball. Why does that not surprise you? Underneath the basket, she should end up with it. Foul's going to go against Emma Walsh. It'll be her first to the free throw line. Kenna Bixby to shoot two. She'll spin that ball. Eyes it. Tries it. And bites. Gives her 6 points in the quarter, 12 points in the game. As Peters comes into the lineup replacing Crane. For Coach Larry Griffin. Second free throw. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Nope, can't buy it. Caught back iron. Coming up with the rebound is Bryce. Lily gets the ball off. And they'll swing it up to Gwynn. He'll bring it down on the dribble. She'll pick the dribble up between the circles. Swing it over on the right wing to Rince. Rince swings it back up top to Gwynn. Carly looking inside. Nobody there. This is a 3-2 zone for the South County Vipers. They're plugging up the middle. Litchfield trying to move it around the perimeter. It's Bryce with the ball as we hit the 2-minute mark of the third quarter. 36-17. Shots up. Good for three. Emma Walsh finally gets that lid off the basket. That is the first points of the second half for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. It makes it 36-20. Peters going down the lane. Has the ball poke checked away. Out of bounds. They're going to say, nope, last touch by the Vipers, so that will go down as a turnover. There's a lot of people didn't like that call.
It's tough to tell. She's going through the middle. You couldn't really see if she touched it after they tipped it away from her or not.
I used to always look at the scoreboard, favor the team that's behind a lot by a lot. Doesn't make any difference because South County gets the ball back. Shots up and good. Caroline Peters says, don't worry, coach. I'll get the ball back. She also gets her first 2 points of the ball game. 38-20. Now the other way, going down for the drive. Shots up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It goes, nope, didn't go out of bounds. It was saved. And there's Emma Walsh. Her three-pointer's up and no good. Bixby, she's fighting for the rebound. Goes to the floor. Bixby's got it. There's going to be a timeout called by Coach Griffin. As we'll keep it here as he takes the timeout. This Litchfield bunch, as we said, comes in as an 11 seed. And you knew they're understaffed as far as the talent and perhaps as far as the size, but they are a gutsy bunch, shown right there, taking the ball to the basket, even though it didn't look like there was much of an avenue open.
No, they're very aggressive. You know, I'm not sure what the record is, but, you know, Coach Corso does a great job. He gets his girls, best out of his girls, and they work hard all the time. They're fighting.
I think these two coaches both have a similar philosophy, is they want to make each player the best individual they can be in order for the team to be the best team they can get.
I would agree.
And so following the timeout, it'll be South County ball, 1:16 to go here in the third quarter, 38-20. As Caroline Peters, a 5'5 freshman, she's going to take over the point guard duties. She's got Bixby on the high post. She'll give to her. Kennett looking over on the wing. She's able to get the ball off to Copeland. Copeland to the baseline. Back to Bixby. Bixby up strong and to the free throw line once again. I like the way she caught the ball in the low post, stayed high with the ball, didn't bring it down.
Hard catch, too. I mean, that pass was kind of lobbed up there through two girls, and she ripped it out of there and made sure nobody else was going to get it but herself.
So Kenna to the free throw line to shoot two. She'll eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. Okay. Let's see if she can do something she hasn't done yet today, and that's make two free throws in a row. She's setting with 7 points in the quarter, 13 points on the game. And she's going to eye that second one. She's going to try that second one. She's going to buy that second one. That's all we had to do. Give her a little extra motivation. Now she'll take a seat. As Emma Points, 5'11 senior, will come into the lineup for Coach Griffith. Into the final minute of the third quarter we go. It's 40-20. Litchfield trailing by 20 points here. Diagonal pass to Painter. Painter was lucky to catch that one. Then a nice block there by Emma Points as she went up strong and she went up straight. Got the block shot. South County gets the ball back. Emma Dively into the ball game for Litchfield. Well, a few times we've seen her in the lineup. She's playing the point of that defense. Now a block shot goes off to Painter. Painter now gets the ball out and gives it off to Walsh. Walsh swings it up top, 25 seconds to go. Up and no good. Line drive three-pointer, no good. Much comes up with a rebound. Back goes South County. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. 40-20 is the South County lead. Over on the wing, it goes to Much. Much will go back up top, swing it over to Copeland on the right wing. Copeland back up top to Peters. Peters going to drive. Whoa! It's going to be a blocking foul call there. That's going to go against Lily Bryce. I thought she was set. I'm just saying. I thought, but it's above my pay grade, so I can't say anything. Whoa! Somebody just went flying there too. Now a traveling call on their side. Oh. Over here is Vandalo, and she's sliding onto the floor. I mean, she slid about 10 feet.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
She's thinking, that had to be something for me. Instead, it was a traveling call. Now a long shot to half court. No good. We have come to the end of the third quarter, and after three quarters of play here at Waverly, it is South County 40, Litchfield 20. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Waverly Grade School. This is game number one of our delayed doubleheader today. As at about 6 o'clock tonight, we will go to Carlinville to bring you the Gillespie at Carlinville girls game. Sean Ballant will have the call of that one. And then Monday night, we're going to be heading different directions. I think my duties will send me to Dupo, where Nokomis will be playing Dupo Monday night at 7:30. So that'll be my next action, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. South County comes up with a turnover to start things off here in the fourth quarter. And then as the Purple Panthers drive the length of the floor, At the 7:02 mark of quarter number four, Litchfield calls a timeout. Elise Walsh came up with a two-pointer, so Litchfield, which scored 3 points in the third quarter, has already scored 2 points here in the fourth quarter. They trail 40-22 as we hit the seven-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Crane going to drive down the lane, up and good. Tell you what, you talk about it, a determined young lady. She just diced it right through the middle for her 10th point of the game. Makes it 42-22. Carly Gwynn with the ball, gives it off to Elise Walsh. Back to Gwynn. Over on the wing to Rince. Rince swings it off to Walsh. Baseline runner is good. Your old basic running one-hander, and all of a sudden Walsh has figured out, I could shoot this rock. She's picked up four in the quarter, has 10 on the game. And it'll go off to Mutch at the 6:20 mark. Back up top to Bixby. Oh, wanted to hit that baseline cutter just a little bit late, so she let her go. Good idea there. Now on the opposite side is Copeland. She's going to back it out and give it to Crane. Crane's going to set things up. Copeland over on the right wing. Screen set there by Bixby, and then she'll pop out, swing the ball over to the other side to Mutch. Mutch to Bixby. Give and go. Work to perfection. Bixby with her 16th point of the game. So Litchfield now looking inside. They're able to find Boston. Boston's shot's off the iron, no good. Bixby comes up with the rebound once again. Back the other way go the South County Vipers. Are leading in this one 44-24. Crane to the bucket. No good. They're going to say foul occurred on the ground before the shot. And if that's on Boston, I believe that will be number five for her. It will, as Boston's going to leave the contest with 4 points to her credit. Should be a 1-1.
Still have to take the person out.
And so Litchfield will have Boston leave the game. Rince is also leaving the game, and Bryce is leaving the game as Painter comes in along with Emma Dively. As Crane gets ready to shoot the 1-1. First one's up, and it's good. Olivia Crane putting together a nice game as she has 11 points on the afternoon. Second leading scorer on the team. Stays at 11. Rebound, they're going to say, off the Purple Panthers. So it will be South County ball. As now Bryce returns to the lineup, she'll replace Elise Walsh. As much will trigger the ball inbounds at the 5:31 mark. Bring the ball into the corner to Copeland for three. Bottom of the net. What was I saying about they couldn't hit those threes? Well, right there, Eden Copeland got her first one, gives her 7 points on the game, makes it 48-24. 24-point lead as South County now has doubled up Litchfield. Painter gets the ball inside to Emma Walsh. Back out to Painter. Her pass is blocked. Crane had it. Diving to the floor. Painter comes up with it. Went in down. Shoot that rock. Gina Painter comes up with her first two. Don't have to think about it. Catch it. Shoot it.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it. Now Crane finds an opening. She'll take that left-hand layup in there. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Bixby comes up with it. She keeps... Whoa! They call it a travel. But it sure looked like to me her left foot was nailed to the floor. Nonetheless, he'll get called for the travel. That'll be 12th turnover on South County. 48-26, 4:44 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Reminder, coming up around the 6 o'clock hour, about 5:50, we'll try to get on the air with Sean Belin and the Gillespie at Carlinville girls game. Shots up and no good off the iron. Was out of bounds. Going to be a push on the ensuing rebound. 15, White's going to pick up her fourth. One thing you have to say about Kenna as well, she doesn't get cheated on most of her fouls.
No.
She gets her money's worth.
She's extremely physical. She's a great kid.
She's going to take a seat, and Emma Points is going to replace her in the lineup. Now Brooke Herms is going to come into the lineup, as she'll replace Mae Vandalo, as Litchfield will inbound. Looking, got to throw it somewhere, and it's thrown in and stolen away by SCHS. South County bringing the ball down as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number four. Shots up off the glass a little bit short. Coming away with the rebound is Lily Brush. As Emma points, she just couldn't quite find the range there from about 6 feet over on the side. Back in the corner, it'll go to Painter. Painter shots up. This one's no good. Thought about it too much. Last time she caught it and fired real quick. This time she hesitated. Back the other side. Off the glass and good by Lily Brice. Brice picks up her first points of the second half. Give her four for the game. Make it 48-28. South County with a 20-point lead. We go inside 4 minutes. Down to 3:45 and counting. Emma points, gets the ball. Oh, nice pass inside. She dishes that off to Herms. Her shot will not go. Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. Dishing it off to Carly Gwynn. Gwynn brings it down on the rebound. She'll bring it up between the circles and set it up at the 3:30 mark of the fourth quarter. Emma Walsh, being guarded there by Crane, picks up her dribble, tries to dish it inside. It's going to be stolen. Good hands there by Eden Copeland. Turnover number 20 on Litchfield. Heading towards the 3 minute mark, 48-28. South County, oh, nice pass to Crane. Crane's shot comes up a little bit short, tipped out of bounds, going to be last touched by Litchfield. South County looking at a win now to move to a Tuesday night encounter at 7:30 at Hillsboro against either Gillespie or Carlinville. Crane with a shot off the glass. I'll tell you what, she was in traffic, and she didn't care. She went up strong, picking up her fifth point of the quarter, 13th point of the game for Olivia Crane. Makes it 50-28. With the ball is Emma Walsh. Walsh over on the right side, free throw line extended. Now they'll swing it back the other way to Lily Brice. Brice swings it up top. I like the way that South County is making sure that the inside is closed off. Now they'll try to get the ball into Brice. Brice going to dish it off to Dively. Dively tried to drive. She's denied, so she'll go back up top. High-low, they had her fronted and behind. Two defenders there, and as a result, turnover number 21 on LHS. South County taking a timeout. I think he wanted a timeout for substitutions. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. So as he takes a timeout, we will too. 2:27 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 50-28, South County with the lead. Back after this one message on WSMI. Tim Mize, our producer, back in studio. I'm Gary Boker alongside Scott Hendricks, watching his former team, South County, coming up with a victory today, it would appear, as Caroline Peters drives right down the lane, takes it up, makes it 52-28. South County, no matter what the score is, Scott, they still continue to play that aggressive defense, as there it was Kaylee Ford just into the ball game. She's showing it. She's got her feet running as she comes into the game playing that tough defense.
Yeah, they work hard. Doesn't matter who's coming in. They're all going to work hard.
Emma Walsh gets bottom of the net. Free throw line extended over on the right side. Gives her two threes on the day, 7 points on the game, 52-31 as we head into the final 100 seconds of this one. Ford with the ball. Has it knocked out of bounds. Off the hands of Painter. And so we have Marissa Hieronymus coming into the game. Who else? They got a new one in there. Is that Eva?
Emily Edwards.
Emily Edwards and
yes. Eva Smith in the game.
Eva Smith in there too. So everybody getting in on a little bit of action here. You're going to have to help me out on this one, Coach. These are some new faces and new numbers I'm not used to.
That's Brooke Hermes getting ready to go to the free throw line.
All right. Foul's going to go against Emma Dively. To the free throw line, Brooke Hermes, a 5'5 junior. She's looking for her first point of the game. She found it. Got that baby to crawl right over to the edge of the rim. Coach says, put a little bit more arch on this one, if you will, please. She'll take a couple of dribbles. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it again. That one a little bit more like you like. Don't make it crawl over the rim. That's her first 2 points of the game for Brooke Hermes. And with 1:20 to go, it's 54-31. Painter with the ball. Nice pass to Brice. Count that basket. Going up quickly, Lily Brice, before the defender could get in there and get on her, they'll count the basket. They'll call the foul on Smith. He was going to pick up her first. Now Lily Brice with an opportunity to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. 5 points in the quarter, 7 points in the game for Lily Bryce, the 5'8 senior. As South County will now bring the ball down, as it'll be Brooke Hermes. And a foul going to be called against Carly Gwynn. Gwynn's going to pick up, I believe that'll be her fourth, to the free throw line, Brooke Hermes. Be the last of the one-on-ones. This is Brooke. Made two. Make it three. She'll get another one. With 109 showing on the fourth quarter clock. As we said, South County will be headed to Hillsboro Tuesday night. Second free throw's up and good. Well, they will take on the winner of Gillespie and Carlinville. That game will be taking place at Carlinville. Gillespie the 10 seed, Carlinville the 6 seed. Sean Belent will have the call of that game a little before the 6 o'clock hour. We'll be right back at it on WSMI. Ooh, Gina Painter can't get the shot to go from three-point land. Now they're fighting for the rebound. It'll come off to the Purple Panthers as, once again, the ball loose on the floor. Trying to get after it is Emma Dively. They're going to call a jump ball, and the jump ball arrow will favor Litchfield. So with 43 seconds to go, Aubrey Schumacher is going to come into the ball game. And I don't have...
Miley Crow
is coming in there as well. Schumacher and Crow coming in. And going to be a foul from behind on Eva Smith, as that will send Lily Bryce to the free throw line. It'll be two shots for Bryce, who's picked up 5 points in the quarter and 7 points in the game. Free throws up, and it's good. She'll get one more, making it 56-35. Second free throws up. No good. It rattles around, won't go down. Hieronymus comes up with the rebound. South County going to bring the ball down slowly, working around a little bit. Smith with the ball. Now inside. Oh, off of her fingertips. I think Kaylee may have shot that ball before she caught it.
I do too.
She got a little bit of hurry. A bit of a smile on her face as she realizes, I had the bunny. I should have got that one. Down to 25 seconds we go. It's a 21-point lead for South County. Over on the wing, it goes to Gwynn for three. Off the iron, no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and it'll be Walsh coming up with it. Off the iron, it's no good. Coming up with the rebound this time is Kaylee Ford. Down to the final 10 seconds we go. As it looks like our final score may very well... maybe our final score is not finished yet. Shots up, and good! Carly Gwynn finishes off, as she'll get the bucket to drop right before the horn sounds. Final score will be South County 56, Litchfield 37. We'll take a break, come back, and recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI.